Hey, it's time for another edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and today we're talking with Brooklyn Messenger, senior volleyball player for the first place and defending NIC 10 champion Belvedere North. Brooklyn currently leads the NIC 10 in kills with 197, is among the league leaders in digs as well, and she's in the midst of a great senior season coming off a first-team all-conference performance last year. So first of all, Brooklyn, thank you so much for taking time to talk. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
First off, you guys certainly have missed a beat from last season. You're undefeated and alone in first place again. How was the season stacked up to this point compared to what you thought you'd be at this point?
We were really excited going into the season. We had a lot of talent, a lot of ability and height. Coming in, we have new freshmen that have come just stepped right into their roles on the team and have done an amazing job. And we have returners who have just got so much better since last year. So we were really excited going into the season, and we wanted to go undefeated in conference. It was kind of a fantasy goal that we set for ourselves. But once we started working hard and we're like, we can actually do this. So we set our minds to it, and so far we haven't even dropped a conference set.
How does this team compare to last year's then?
I loved my team last year. I loved my team this year. I love all the girls on it. They're all amazing, and they all want to work hard and get better every day. But I think this year we have a little bit more of a physical side to us than we did last year, which just puts us a little bit ahead. And we have a new coach this year, so she pushes us every day in practice to be the best we can be, which has really been showing off in our record.
Okay. Well, kind of funny you brought that up. I was going to ask you that question. You know, last year, it came as a bit of a shock when Coach Miller was let go and replaced by Amanda Carlson. First of all, how tough was that change at the time, and how are you guys able to kind of, it doesn't show like it affected you at all coming into the season?
It was sad to see that Nicole was leaving, but... She seems very happy now. She has a baby.
Oh, good.
She's living her life, and we miss her a lot, but we're also excited to have Amanda now because we just want to keep it going as much as we can because our coaches do play a big part, but our team, we still have the same drive that we had last year. Even with new players losing some starters, we still want to be the best we can be.
How much different is the system now under Coach Carlson than it was under Coach Miller? And was there a lot of new things to learn in this last offseason, or it was a pretty smooth transition?
It was actually pretty smooth. It was smoother than a lot of us expected because they come from two different coaching backgrounds. Like they have different ways they want to run practices.
Sure.
But our team, we were able to adapt to it right away and just keep going.
How would you assess your play so far this year? Are you happy with where you're at this point in the season?
I'm pretty happy with our record and how personally I've done. But I think we can go farther this year, and that's kind of one of our goals, is to make it past regionals this year and work our way through sectionals and maybe even go farther than that.
But for your personal game, is there any particular things that you worked on this last offseason that you focused on that you want to improve on for this year, and has it worked so far?
I've been trying to up my game, make less errors, be a more all-around player that can be relied on. And I think with the offseason, with the club that I went to, they pushed me, they made me be a better player than I was last year.
How do you get better through your errors? I mean, how do you get better at that? What particular things do you focus on that makes you better in that aspect of your game?
It's more about being smarter while you play. I used to just go up and bang balls and just not really care where they went or how hard they were, if they were 5 feet out or 3 feet in. But this year I've kind of toned it down a little bit, kind of being more smart with my swings, maybe throwing in more shots to keep the game, keep the other defense on their feet a little bit more, and it's been working.
Tell me about how you got started in volleyball, when you very first got introduced to it as a young girl, and who got you into it? Is there anybody in your family that maybe had a history of playing ball?
I'm actually the first volleyball player in my family.
Okay.
So when I was in seventh grade, I decided I wanted to try out for it, because I thought it looked fun. I was tall at the time. So they said, oh, you're tall, you should try out. I was like, oh yeah, I'll try out. So I tried out. I actually really liked it. I loved my team. I went to Belvedere South, so we didn't win a lot of games, but that didn't matter to me because I loved it. I fell in love with the sport, so I decided to try club volleyball. And after that, I've been just working my way through trying different clubs. I tried different positions and ended up being an outside, and I just fell in love, and I'm still in love with it. I love volleyball. It's my sport.
Well, talk about how many different clubs were you involved in? Which ones?
I went to three clubs. I started at Rockford Volleyball, and then I went to Club Fusion. And then last year, one of my coaches that I really wanted, he made a new club, so I joined that club to be on his team. And All three clubs are great. I love them all.
So. Well, obviously you learned a lot. Because you're talking about if you started 7th grade and you're in 5th grade, you're already a Division I caliber player. I mean, how do you explain how fast you picked this game up and got good at it?
I actually really dedicated myself to it. I used to be a multiple sport athlete. Mm-hmm. I played 5 sports at once, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm used to like running around doing a bunch of stuff, and then slowly throughout the years I've been getting rid of a lot of them. So now I'm just volleyball, and then I do track for school. And that's
okay.
It.
What sports were you when you were younger?
I used to golf. I used to swim. I used to swim and dive. Uh-huh. I used to play softball. I was a really big softball player all the way up to my life until I started playing volleyball a lot. Then I kind of pushed softball away, and then there was volleyball, and I did cross country.
And did you do all those things competitively, or like was golf just something you did on the side, or did you actually go on a team?
I was on a team, but it wasn't a competitive team.
Oh, okay.
The only really sport I got into competitively was swimming and diving and softball.
Okay. Do you miss any of them?
Yes, I do.
Which ones do you miss the most?
Softball, definitely. Okay. I played on one of the really good teams around in this area, and I loved everyone. I loved every minute of it. Whether I was hitting last in the order or hitting first, I loved it. It's sad sometimes to see like what all my friends are kind of older than me, so they're in college and they're playing softball in college, and it's fun to see what they're doing.
Did you get out of it because it was just too much at one time, or did you purposely focus on volleyball because you figured that might be your best route, or why did you kind of give up on some of the other sports?
I just started like not loving them as much. Like I started thinking about volleyball more than any other sport. Like I would just want to go to volleyball practice instead of going to a swim meet instead, and slowly like I was just kind of getting rid of them. They weren't as important to me anymore, so I didn't want to waste my time or waste other people's time for me trying to be there for like part of the time. And like with softball, I really did want to continue with it and with my team and stuff, but a lot of my friends were going to college or they were switching onto other teams closer to where they wanted to go and stuff. So volleyball and softball overlap a lot in the summer, so it's hard to balance them both and still be able to make practices for all of them. So it was kind of a tough to break away from it, but I was happy I got to play as long as I did.
Well, it's obvious it's paying off, too, as far as your success. I want to get to know a little bit about you now, not as a volleyball player. Tell me a little bit about the stuff you do as for either hobbies or when you do with friends, or what are things you do when you're not playing volleyball?
Well, most of my friends are volleyball players.
Okay.
Let's just start with that first. So after practice, we usually just go out and get a bite to eat. Or in the summer, we love swimming. Like, we're at all the Pearl Lake, Batavia Quarry, pools around the area. Mm-hmm. We are outside all summer long, just trying to do as much as we can.
Okay.
Like, outside of school, basically, if I'm not beat tired after volleyball, I'll usually go out and try to go to, like, some bonfires in the area.
Okay, so you're not big into movies and TV and things
not
like that?
Really,
okay.
Honestly. I don't really have time for it.
I figure that's your relaxation. So what is your relaxation? Just the bonfires and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Just, like, hang out with some of my close friends. We just chill around.
Getting back to you and your friends going out to eat, what's the hot spot in Belvedere? Or do you go into Rockford, or where do you guys go?
My friends, we all love Chick-fil-A, so we usually make a hike out there to go eat there.
You committed to play volleyball for the Air Force Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of talk about the recruiting process, who all was kind of coming after you, and why you picked Air Force.
Well, Air Force is so hard to like pass up. Once they offered, I was like, oh. But I did eventually, or like in the beginning, I really did want to stay close to home. So I was looking at schools like UIC, UW-Milwaukee. They were reaching out. Those two were like close ones reaching out to me. Then I actually wanted to go somewhere like North Carolina, South Carolina. So I went and looked at Wofford and Davidson, and I love both of them. And I actually really love Davidson, but it's not a fully funded program. So. And my parents really wanted me to go somewhere that would pay for it.
Sure.
It was kind of tough to leave that one. But Air Force Academy is really hard to pass up because it's such a great program, great coaches. I've met the girls multiple times on the team. I met a lot of them before they went into there. And now these freshmen, sophomores that I met, they are telling me all about it and how, like, it's tough, but it's really fun. So it's hard to not let go of it.
Sure. It seems, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, because when you're going into the service, though, I mean, you've got to do a lot of other things outside of the volleyball, much less your educational. So, I mean, I would think it's more mentally and physically taxing than if you'd have taken a D1 at UW-Milwaukee or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But I do want to serve my country eventually. Like, I'm the first military in my family,
so
it's kind of a new path for me, too. So I will have to serve 5 years after my 4 years at the academy, but mm-hmm. it sets me up that I can do kind of go wherever I want with it, like sure. pick my dream job and just go for it.
Why is it so important for you to serve your country?
I'm living like the best life I can right now, and I feel like I owe it to my country to serve or give
that's,
back.
That's a great attitude to have. Give me your goals for at least the rest of this. You kind of already did in terms of getting past the regionals this year. Mm-hmm. But give me your personal goals and your team goals as far as how what you want to accomplish by the end of this year individually and how far you think that you guys can go in the postseason.
Personally, one of my biggest goals is, it's a little selfish, but last year I set a kill record for the school, but this year I want to break it again
okay.
and maybe put it a little bit higher.
What's the magic number?
260 or something
okay,
like
I think
that.
You're one, so, going to say 170, mm-hmm. something like that, so you're not too far off.
No, I'm on track. I actually calculated what I needed like every game to
sure.
get to it, and I'm on track so far. So
great.
We'll see. I also want, for the team, I want most of our girls to be on the all-conference list. Mm-hmm. I know they can only choose a few from each school, but I want as many of our players on there as possible.
Sure.
And I really want our coaches to be accolades for how great of coaches they are, so I would love for them to get the coaching of the mm-hmm. year awards and
sure.
stuff. For our team, I hope we get the sportsmanship award because we're really trying to be good sports. Like, it's hard playing, like mm-hmm. When we beat teams, we don't feel bad, I would say, but we just wish that they don't hope we don't come off cocky or
right.
like,
and how deep do you think you guys can go in the postseason?
We are hoping to win our regional. I think we'll be seeded to win it based on our conference finish. And
mm-hmm.
then once we get into sectionals, we will play some pretty tough teams around the area,
right.
such as like Huntley for sure. We'll play Huntley if we make it through regionals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a really good team, really good players. Then after that, I'm pretty sure we play an even higher seed. So we'll have to fight to get the regionals, but it's possible. It's not like we're being
mm-hmm.
set up to fail. So.
Have you played some of those guys already in some like tournaments and stuff so you get a sense of what they're like and how good they are?
We played other regional teams, but we haven't played those teams specifically.
Okay.
So we're excited.
That was Belvedere North senior volleyball player Brooklyn Messenger. Thank you so much, Brooklyn. I appreciate it. Enjoyed
Thank
talking
you.
To you, and I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.